Faith is not packaged easily, and it can't be closeted to be pulled out only for special occasions. Some days it feels like a straitjacket, and other days it feels like a tuxedo. But once it's donned, it's never cast off if it's true and if it's real. Laura was severely handicapped from birth, and she struggled with many physical problems and mental disabilities. The doctor said she might live to 3. When she was 8, her parents knew they were on borrowed time. Her parents never dreamed she could make her first communion. They mistakenly thought that their daughter's disabilities somehow excluded her from the Eucharist. But when they asked the parish religious education director about Laura possibly receiving the sacrament, she put them at ease immediately when she simply said, "If not Laura, then who?" During the preparation period, Laura's mother decided to make her white dress. She chose a pattern with a large square collar and long sleeves that would hide the straps that held Laura to her wheelchair and cover the bulky arm splints. The sewing machine whirred through those quiet afternoons as the soft white fabric and lace took shape. Laura's mother remembers. The bedroom became a sacred space. The sewing of the dress, a sacramental creation. It was a time of inner transformation and conversion, of bittersweet imagining and mourning. Laura's spiritual journey became intertwined with mine as stitches sewn along seams began to close old wounds and piece together a faith that had become lost to me in the years following Laura's birth. Laura's first communion day was the most blessed and celebrated day of her life. 10 months later, Laura died. She was buried in the beautiful dress that her mother had made. Her mother writes of that day, "The stillness of her hands, folded together in prayer, seemed strangely comforting. I was unprepared for the joy." Faith is not packaged easily. It's not closeted to be pulled out for only special occasions. Heaven is never on our terms. And salvation should never be taken for granted. It is offered truly resolutely. It cost Jesus his life. But the acceptance of it resembles pieces of fabric that we struggle to piece and sew together to make out of the reality of our daily lives a garment fitting for God's feast. The hurts, the pains, the troubles, the fears, the pleasures, the joys, and the triumphs, and the constant rediscovery that in all things, God's deep and undying love is there for us, become the reality of the garment. One so clothed rejects no one and curses no event, but rather lives every single moment with the humble confidence of St. Paul. "I can do all things in him who strengthens me." Paul understood it wasn't what he did that made the difference. It's what God does in him. It's what God does in us. And if we let him, we will walk resolutely, bringing meaning to our days as we process toward the feast of the kingdom of heaven. One day at a time. One breath at a time. It's all about God at work and the likes of you